$10.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a 1-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at iacovellis.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Hit the B square.
All right, welcome back. Large morning show in the afternoon. It is the Big 550 KTRS. Good to have you along. It is time now, my friends, for Joe Hipperson, the man that wears black on the hottest day of the year. He's all decked out like Johnny Cash. He's brought to you by Oric, with 7 locally owned and operated stores in the St. Louis area. Oric.com, of course, the website. Here he is, everybody, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes. I'm not really sure, Bill, if you mentioned the black thing because it was that like a subtle jab? Was that your
No,
way
you to... just like, you like the heat. You like to, oh, you
no,
don't
no, no,
like
no.
the heat.
I
yeah.
hate and love
That's right, I'm sorry,
the heat.
I've got the complete opposite.
No, thank you. It's kind of like a protest thing. I mean, if I were wearing a jacket, it'd be a full-on protest. But imagine me staring up at Mother Nature flipping the bird. That's basically what I'm doing.
we all had to leave. I don't, a couple of people in here smoke. And so they have to leave the building to do that. And I do not smoke, but I still went outside because
you like the second, yeah, like the secondhand smoke.
It's
right?
so cold in here. You have to go outside to warm up.
It feels great here, man. This is where it's at. It feels amazing in here. See, as a person who does occasionally step outside to smoke, okay, I'll go ahead and just go ahead and say that. Might as well. I'll brand a big A in my arm or whatever it is. Or I'll just be, you know, that character. Yeah, I do that, and I prefer when it's extremely cold out. Having a smoke when it's really cold out is a whole lot better when it's extremely St. Louis hot. All right? That's just my personal preference.
Do you know I have never smoked a cigarette? Ever. I've never even tried it.
Nope. Not a shock.
Nope.
Really? I mean, like
never.
All the times you go out boozing and being as crazy as you
would think. You would think in some drunken stupor I would, you know, borrow a smoke from somebody. Nope.
You should. All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah man.
Never even tried it.
That makes you the coolest guy in this room.
Yeah, probably so.
I'm dead serious, man. Mm-hmm. You're a really cool guy. You know how to dress. You're fashion forward. Everything about you is just cutting edge cool.
Thank you.
That's right. You should do that. You know, if you ever get your trivia show up and running, it should be the cutting edge cool Bill Clevelin.
It's funny you mentioned that because we're starting one tomorrow, actually.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow night,
really?
Friday.
Nice. Debut, huh?
Wonder how long this bit can be running into the ground. I'm kind of tired of it.
Okay, then I'll stop doing it. I heard your fault.
Okay, we already did
it. It's not your fault.
See, I'm trying to be one of the cool kids. I'm trying to be cutting edge cool like Clevelin, like that. That's alliteration, man. That's what you do. Okay. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I have a few options for you. 2 major films opening up at a theater near you. For some family fun, you have Madagascar Part 3, which has a lot more fun in it than Part 2. That's just my opinion. Also, you've got all the same voice actors returning. If you know your voice actors, if you know your actors in general, pay attention because Vinnie Jones, in my opinion, is the guy who steals the show. Do you guys know who Vinnie Jones is?
No.
No.
Okay. He was featured in a lot of different Guy Ritchie movies. In the movie Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels, he played Big Chris. He was in the movie Snatch as Bullet Tooth Tony. He also, yes, he was in Gone in 60 Seconds, the Nick Cage remake. He played the Sphinx, the guy who didn't speak at all until the very end of the film, and then he speaks and he says, you know, everything that Nicolas Cage needs to know about his relationship status, basically. You still have no idea who I'm talking about.
Not a clue, sorry.
He was in Swordfish with John Travolta.
I still don't know.
Okay. You know, he was a famous football player, like English soccer, and he got more ejections, more red cards than anybody else. I mean, he was synonymous for, you know, headbutting and grabbing guys by the jewels. He would just do that in a game and almost rip them off.
Huh?
Apparently, it is frowned upon, but he just didn't care. He was in a British... You guys really don't care. He was in a British remake. All right, remember the movie The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Eventually, we had the Adam Sandler remake of The Longest Yard. Prior to that, there was an English version called Mean Machine, starring Vinnie Jones, starring Jason Statham. It was a British film. It did okay here. It did very well over there. So if you're thinking, man, I don't think the Adam Sandler remake of The Longest Yard really hit the mark, checkout Mean Machine, the British version, which you can get on DVD, a little diamond in the rough for you. You don't mind that I do that, do you, Bill? Kind of keep it real with the kids.
No, keep it real. That's what I say. That's my motto, man. Keep it real.
Cutting Edge Cleveland, man. There you go. Three C's. Cutting Edge Cleveland. I'm going to work with that. There's something. Okay.
How do you have three C's?
Because I'm an idiot, and I didn't know there was two, because I'm dumb. I'm so sad. I'm sorry. Well, I heard all the, you know what I should do is just say there's another. Here's the problem, Tina.
What?
You know, a lot of times.
Take a breath, Joe. Just take a breath right now.
I get
now.
Too
just
ahead of breath. Myself, Tina, and there's a reason for that. I need to tell you guys about the other film that's opening up at a theater near you that I have seen, and it has just done a number on my brain. I have no idea whether I saw one of the most brilliant masterpieces ever, or if I saw one of the dumbest, just pompous, self-aware, cocky. You know, like when somebody becomes aware of how good they are, they just assume everything they do is gold. And
who's in it?
Well, I'm talking about Prometheus.
Right? Oh, that's the one you've been looking forward to.
I have been waiting with bated breath for this movie to come out, and it has been sold as the prequel to the movie Alien. And then Ridley Scott, the director, said, I've already done. I did the movie Alien. This is in the same universe, but in no way is it a prequel. Well, in some ways, that's true, but in other ways, it's totally full of it, because it's a complete prequel to set up what's going to happen in the movie Alien, which came out in 1979. But then, like a complete contradiction, I could actually say, no, it's not a prequel at all. But yet it is. It's so confusing. There are things in this movie. Okay, if you were ever a big X-Files junkie like I was, one of the best examples, a great X-Files episode never answered a single question. It only gave you more questions. Like an episode of Lost, which, ironically, one of the main writers from Lost wrote Prometheus. So it's a movie where a lot of people are going for answers. Ooh, I wonder what. Anybody here a real trivia junkie? Not you, Bill, because it's like a sci-fi thing, and I know you check out when it comes to sci-fi. Does anybody have a real good memory of the movie Alien, 1979 Alien?
I didn't even like it.
No one? Nothing?
I do not have. I know Sigourney Weaver, and I
you know her?
I remember Sigourney Weaver, and I remember the alien popping out of the guy's stomach, and that was about it.
Well, for those out there in the listening audience, the millions tuning in, I will say that some of you maybe do remember that film. And remember when they all got on that weird derelict spacecraft right before John Hurt got the thing that jumped out and hit him in the face. Right before that, they walk around this weird being, this kind of, you know, skeletal type thing sitting in a giant chair. He's known as the Space Jockey. That's the name that he's been given since the film came out in 1979. Some weird, bizarre alien of unknown origin sitting in this captain chair in the middle of this giant room. And they look at him, they're like, look at his chest. It looks like something burst from the outside. It was a little bit of a hint of what was to come. And they spend about 5 minutes just looking at this weird, you know, decayed body. And then they walk on, they find the eggs, and then the action starts kicking in. Ridley Scott wanted to say, hey, I want to go back and find out who was that dude? Who was the guy in the captain chair? Who was the guy that everybody calls the space jockey? Well, he's decided to explain that, but I think his explanation totally blows. I am very disappointed with who he ends up saying these dudes actually are. It's very disappointing, very let down, yet the film does have a lot of moments where you just want to scream at the screen, where you just want to grab who you're next to and just be like, oh my God, like you do just want to freak out. But then they hit you with something where your brain starts to go on overload before you know it. Okay, we can't say any bad words, so just imagine that I'm going to say a bad word. I think the entire theater that
I was with...
Has he
taken a breath in 5 minutes? Is anybody taking a breath?
But I'm listening.
The entire theater that saw this movie with me, I think all collectively said, right after the final shot of the film, I think everybody was like... Now, I just imagine a worse word. I think everybody was like, what the heck just happened? I think everybody said the same thing at the same time. Sometimes people applaud at the end of a movie. Sometimes it's like, eh, it was pretty good. And you can, you know, have those conversations. There's nothing more awkward than a bunch of guys having sat through a movie for over 2 hours, rushing to the John, hitting the bathroom right after. Usually, they're like, hey, pretty good flick, right? Oh, man, I could, what about when the thing happened? No one said a word. We all looked at each other like, we're all stupid, aren't we? Are we dumb? Was that like the biggest mistake of our lives? Have we been duped? It was like after watching a Star Wars prequel. You feel robbed, but maybe you weren't robbed. Maybe it was just a great film and you're an idiot. No one said a word in the bathroom. You could hear a pin drop. You could hear whiz fly. I mean, you could hear everything. Well, you could. But no one said anything. It was just the weirdest experience, and I just couldn't speak. Right now, my brain is still fried.
That's kind of what I said at the end of No Country for Old Men.
Oh, like, man. I'm
what?
I'm in complete agreement with
you. Is it over?
Everybody praises it. It was great. Why was it? What happened? A couple of guys just sat around and dust collected on him. What really happened? Every once in a while, a little bit of action, a little bit of suspense, a little bit of the air gun. Same thing with Prometheus. Prometheus is No Country for Old Men in space. That's the best way I could put it.
Interesting.
You know what? That's because some of the film snobs might think I'm praising it when I say that. You know, one day I've got to be one of those like critics that actually gets their name and their quote put on the movie poster.
There you go.
The No Country for Old Men in space. Prometheus. Joe Hippers.
Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. It's named after a Greek
like
god.
Sounds like an overpriced thing of toothpaste, doesn't it? Prometheus. Sounds like. Never mind, sorry.
You haven't worked on your comedy in a while, have you? Okay. Cutting edge comedy with Bill Clubb.
There you go.
Okay, now
somebody out there like that.
So there's a couple of concerts you might want to go and see this weekend. Let's see, tonight, Hospitality at the Firebird, the Crack Fox has Subversion, Vice Vega will be over at Fubar, Cicero's has Tear Out the Heart. We've got Patrick Sweeney at Off-Broadway, the Pageant has Flogging Molly, great group, Flogging Molly at the Pageant tonight. Psycho Beach Party will be over at the Way Out Club. Plush has Kid Scientist. And at Lemons tonight, you and the family can enjoy the Bloody Muffs. They will be on stage.
Oh, my Lord.
Tonight at the Lemons.
Disgusting.
On Saturday night, tomorrow, we've got Empty Lung at Mangia Italiano. Plush has Pawns or Kings. Dustin Bones is over at Pops. And Teenage Rehab on stage Saturday night at Lemons. A lot of times, I don't really know whether or not I should promote certain events when I'm telling people what to do on the weekend. And I also don't think it's my position to bash anything or to call anything out as being ridiculously stupid and also just moronically irresponsible for parents to take kids to certain events. I don't think it's my place to do that. Would you agree, maybe, that I shouldn't call things out being dumb?
Probably, yeah. Correct.
You know, all right. So in that case, what I'll do is I'll just tell you about an event that's happening, and I won't let you know. I'm not going to say if I encourage it or if I don't encourage it, but it is happening. It's a big event happening this weekend. It is taking place, it's taking place Tower Grove Park. It is the St. Louis Pagan Picnic.
Oh, Lord.
The St. Louis Pagan Picnic is going to celebrate its 20th anniversary this year, and they're putting together an event that happens on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got a lot of different events. They've got the St. Louis Pagan Picnic divided into 8 different categories to celebrate earth, air, fire, water, spirit, ritual, bardic, Rhythm Village, and they will have dance lessons where they can teach you really cool yoga stuff, as well as a way for you to dance the goddess within you.
Well, this sounds like a good time.
They're going to have a lot of very important speakers, a lot of workshops, a lot of storytellers. The event is absolutely free to the public. Yeah. They're encouraging people to please donate, and they can visit www.paganpicnic.org if they want to know more information about the family fun that can be had with everyone at the St. Louis Pagan Picnic happening at Tower Grove Park.
Who are you donating to? My weekend plans are set.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're donating to
Picnic Society.
Earth or fire, or what can you have? You know,
well, maybe, I'd like my donations to go to fire.
I'd probably donate to ritualistic behavior, things like that. I mean, just imagine how great that would be for like a 5-year-old kid to watch their mom just dance the goddess within her as she's embracing all of her inner Wiccan desires and all the
great. I think that's a good people watching activity. What's the one you go to in Forest Park and watch?
Earth Day is fun.
Yes, when I see Earth Day makes sense. You know why? Because I can look down. Hey, there's the Earth. I get it. You know, can you really look around and see a Wiccan? Can you really look around and see a Wizard? Why don't you just take your kids to Orlando and go to the Harry Potter theme park, okay? And walk around Hogsmeade and get yourself some, you know, butter beer at the Three Broomsticks instead of going to Tower Grove Park to dance the goddess within you and walk around.
What is bardic?
I don't know, some kind of bardic ritual thing. It's it's an event that's happening this weekend.
There you go.
And I don't want anyone to know whether I think it's a good idea or whether I think it's moronic, manipulative parenting for a bunch of people that have no self-worth whatsoever. They got to clean themselves to any kind of bizarre ritualistic behavior.
I think we know.
That's it.
And last but not least.
Oh, man.
I always, as a kid, wish I could have done this because I think maybe every sitcom. I know The Simpsons have done this a couple of times, but even real sitcoms have pulled this off. And I've always wished I could go back. And as a kid, know what it would be like to do something like this, and it is the All-American Soapbox Derby, which is going down, honestly, it's going down this Sunday. Now,
are these the full-size ones?
Yes.
Not the Boy Scout ones?
It's the Thrill on the Hill Derby.
Down, I would love
Macklin?
To do that.
Is it down Macklin?
Yes. Yes, it is. On Macklin Avenue, all right, it's going to be between Shaw and Columbia Avenue on Macklin Avenue on the Hill from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Now, what I think is really, really cool is kids are doing this. I mean, the ages, I think the age breakdown is between, I've got it, let's see, I think, yeah, 8 and 17, all right? So kids between the ages of 8 and 17, they pilot their motorless soapbox gravity racers across the finish line in an effort to advance to the International Soapbox Circuit. Sunday, 8 a.m., 4 p.m., Macklin Avenue. So if you want to do this, admission to the Derby and the Classic Car Show, absolutely free. Look at that. Two free events. You can go be a pagan and worship false gods, or you can see a bunch of kids hit their, you know, the Derby racers. Did anyone ever do this when they were a kid?
We did the little
the soapbox.
The little Boy Scout thing.
Right? Yeah, you take a block of wood and you'd carve your own car. And you had the graphite on the wheels and all that good
stuff.
But
I'm not crazy. There have been sitcoms and stuff where they show people that actually do this, right? There's always that cliche where somebody lets go too early and they fly down the
Remember our gang? They did that stuff.
I've always wanted, and I don't know if it's just not practical to try and build one for an adult, but I mean, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 8 to 17, there.
No kidding.
That's no fair.
Well, not only that. Look, nowadays with you know some 17-year-olds, man, are bigger than like two of us guys put together. So I'm saying, I think
making an adult division.
How cool would it be to have like a grown up, you know, derby race? Or
I'd like to know like the specs, like how big they can be and all the different
because
rules.
There's going to be rules that you can only build it with this or that. You can only have it weighted this much.
Right.
You know, someone's going to be a real jerk and put some nitrous in there and get some crazy stuff. But I think that would be really, really cool. In fact, that to me is a wonderful charitable way for like a radio station, let's just say one called KTRS, to take a couple of the celebrity-like hosts that they've got here.
Where are we going to find one of those?
I'm not sure. But having a really big derby, like a soapbox derby, where the show hosts have to take some of the sponsors they've got from their show and they deck them out like NASCAR things, that to me is a genius idea, which is why, you know, I should have more of a presence around here. Maybe if I stop talking about pagans and stuff. And, hey, come on, Dragnet. I saw Dragnet, all right, with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. I know what's going on with the pagans, okay? That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Funny movie, by the way. All right, I'm out. You guys have a great weekend. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS. Hip on entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Joe. So I'm going to try this again because I thought it was pretty good. Prometheus, is that what it's called? It sounds like an overpriced brand of toothpaste. That's what I was trying to get out there. Huh?
No.
No, it's on.
Okay. Throw that out there. You got to have a bomb once a day.
Yeah,
that was mine for today.
We still have an hour and a half, though.
You better
can only go uphill
better
from here.
Better be quiet.
That's Joe Hipperson, and he's brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Pop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM. Online, of course, at org.com.
And the Boy Scout thing is the Pinewood Derby.
Pinewood
Derby. That's right. Yeah, we used to, we had a group with our church when we were very young, and one of the deals was every year they would do those races, and you'd get the little block of wood, and you could carve it out any way you want. Your dad would help you, you know, cut it out, and then you could paint it any way you wanted. And
some dads were really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, some dads would do the whole thing.
Moms had to do it and help, and we didn't know what we were doing.
And then what they would do is, at least for this particular group, and I'm sure the Boy Scouts are the same sort of thing, you would compete against your own group, and then you would go and compete. Like, I think the one that we did, again, this was 20 years ago, over at one of the big mall, I don't know, it was like Northwest Plaza or something, whatever. And they took the whole section of the mall, and they had a gigantic racetrack.
Yeah.
And so all throughout the day, you would compete with other kids from all over the area, and you would race your car against it. And they'd race like 10 at a time. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. I assume they still do that. I would hope so.
Yeah,
it was,
they do.
It was a lot of fun. But one year, I won a trophy for best painted. I got it painted. My car couldn't win anything except for best painted. But
that's
there you
nice.
Go. Yeah, yeah. All right. Not as nice as my joke I told a few seconds ago about the toothpaste, but nice nonetheless.
It just probably went over our heads.
Probably. A lot of my material goes over your heads. Yeah. I get emails all the time. Boy, I can't believe they didn't get that joke. It must have been over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Great to have you along on this Friday. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you.
time to check in with Tim Weiland. He is up in the plane with your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, downtown is a mess, especially trying to get into downtown from Illinois. Westbound 5570, that's jamming up approaching the Kingbridge split, and it's just crawling all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, trying to get out of town here on northbound 55, it looks pretty normal. You're slow from approaching Park to the Poplar. Eastbound 40, that's heavy, near Union Station. No problems on 70. Westbound 40 right now, that is slow from, looks like the Science Center, maybe a little west of the Science Center through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. Every dad has something he needs to hear, so tell him this Father's Day with a Hallmark card from Walgreens. With short lines, great parking, and a wide variety, it's easy. Shopping simplified with Walgreens, there's a way. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Hey there, hotshot. You got any jokes?
Sure. I got something that'll knock your socks off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big screen TVs.
Big screen TVs who?
Lots of big screen TVs at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Hmm.
Okay, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pool, darts, and golden tea.
Pool, darts, and golden tea who?
There's pool, darts, and golden tea at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Try again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Live music.
Live music who?
There's live music.
As opposed to dead music?
Funny line.
Funnier than yours so far.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. There's live music at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is that it? So far, the only thing that impresses me is O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Your humor, not so much.
Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street, just two blocks from the stadium.
Last chance, funny guy. Make it count.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and me, sipping drinks at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Now, that's funny. And you succeeded in knocking my socks off. See? No socks. Now, buy me a drink.
Gladly.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
The gentleman that coordinates the big soapbox derby down on the hill, and he's gracious enough to offer us here in the room a ride in one of the soapbox cars if we were able to get down there this weekend.
Yeah, and if you're an adult and you want to do that, you can with a donation to the JCs. They'll let you get in one of those cars and race.
That'd be a blast.
Yeah.
All right, here are the telephone numbers. Light up the phones. Let's go. 314-969-KTRS or toll free. 888-550-KTRS. Let's begin with Jeff. Hello, Jeff. What's up?
How you doing? I'm Eamon PM.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. They do an adult one, derby race down in Seward. Usually for the Great Grizzly Bear. It goes down Gaia there and ends like right in front of, I guess it's the Shanty.
Okay.
Normally they do it like the weekend before Memorial Day, but it got postponed this year. I don't know if they had enough entries, but we've won like past 2 years.
Oh, ah. You've won?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you get when you win?
Last year we got a case of some crazy liquor called Four Loko.
I've heard of Four Loko, sure.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible.
So you really didn't win?
Yeah. 2 years in a row.
Well, good. Congratulations. I bet that's a lot cool. of fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. You just build your own car. We bought an actual soapbox online and then used the parts and spec'd it out for an adult. For
what are the dimensions of the car when you get it? I mean, when you have just the you know... How big can they be, I guess I should say?
The one in Seward, it's pretty much build whatever you want and roll it down the hill.
No real rules or regulations, just build something.
It's like 7 foot long, and it's probably two and a half. It's a big casket we built. And we just took the actual soapbox wheels and the steering system and the braking system and just stretched it out for an adult.
That's neat.
Sounds like fun.
I wish I was mechanically inclined to be able to do something like that. I can't even put together a barbecue grill.
Yeah.
I got 1,000 pieces in my living room right now. I'm still trying to do that. But hey, good job, Jeff, and congratulations. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. And Jim is up next. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I was just going to say somebody that's old as dirt as I am might remember years ago, back in the late 50s, early 60s, they used to have the soapbox derby on Highway 40.
On the highway?
Holy
yeah, God. Like Highway 40 oh. used to be like, we all used to be like when it was only two lanes east, two lanes west.
During rush hour? Or yeah. did they block it off?
Like kind of like where that Amoco sign is, you know, at Skinker and 40
sure.
there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, the east going, the east going west, they used to close that off. And they used to have the soapbox derby start at the top of the hill and run down there. It was a real long, steep angle. And they used to have the soapbox derbies. They'd close off the highway on Saturday morning for a couple hours, and that's where they had the soapbox derbies.
That's cool. Pretty cool.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. See you later. It's kind of like, remember when they first opened up Highway 40 and they let everybody run out and go up on the highway? What a cool deal, right? Here's Harry. Hello, Harry.
Yeah, hi. Well, I think that fellow of mine just said what I said.
when they used to race what was known as the Red Feather Expressway then, which is now Highway 40, mm-hmm. at Hampton Avenue, there used to be one heck of a nice long hill. And my buddy, we built one, and he got in it, and, well, he come in third or something like that. But the winner used to go to the Goodyear thing up there in Ohio someplace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was... I'm going back, at least 60 years or longer.
60 years?
Oh, Harry. Harry. Wow. You're a lot older than us, Harry.
Well, I'm going to be 76 in September.
Are you really?
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been retired from the fire department for 23 years already. I put my 30 in, and then I decided to retire. So.
Good for you.
Yeah, but that was a altogether different area back in those days, buddy. It was known as the Red Feather Expressway in those days.
Harry, I saw your grandson Wednesday night.
Did you? He was here, one day, I forgot, just this week earlier, and he said he's going to the game tomorrow night down there to see Cleveland because it's his birthday.
Ah, I hope you backhanded him.
He came through with what he was supposed to do.
Are we eavesdropping on a private call here?
No. He ain't eavesdropping. What the heck? He's a good kid. So, okay, guys, and you know I am still AM in the PM.
Of course.
Have a good weekend, Harry.
You too, buddy. Bye.
I was out one night, and this guy comes walking up to me, and he says, "Dan, I just wanted to say hi," and he introduces himself, and he goes, "You know my grandpa, Southside Harry." I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Famous. Oh, yeah, everybody knows Southside Harry.
Famous. They did an anonymous survey of American high schoolers, showed that 58% admit to texting or emailing while driving. So almost 6 out of 10 kids admit to texting or emailing driving.
I bet that almost seems low.
It seems low. Yeah, you're right. I agree. Absolutely agree. And the other day, I was driving down, it must have been 270, and I think three different times, there were, one car in particular was weaving from lane to lane. You know, they would go over, about a foot or so into one lane, and they'd go back into the other lane. And I thought, well, there's got to be a drunk driver ahead of me. And I almost grabbed the phone. I was going to call the highway patrol. And I went around, I looked over, and it's this, 17, 16-year-old girl, and she's sending messages while she's driving. And that is really scary. I don't know how you stop that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can tell them how dangerous it is, and this and that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
And I mentioned it to somebody that, I don't know this person that well, but I mentioned to somebody who's a local lawmaker, and I said, you need to come up with
a lawmaker.
Yeah, look at me, hanging with a lawmaker's body.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to have some kind of a law against this, because I know they do in other states, and she said that they had had discussions about this, and that some of the law enforcement officials had said to them, well, the problem with that is they just can hide the phone underneath, the steering wheel and do it. I mean, because obviously you got to see them texting or whatever before you can pull them over.
Yeah, it's hard to enforce.
And if you have kids and even adults, I see adults doing it too, sending emails and crap while you're driving. It's just unbelievable.
But if they get in an accident, it seems like they're always able to find out that they were just texting.
Oh, you can find the phone record, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they just...
But then it's too late, of course.
There was some story just the other day, and forgive me, I don't know if it was local or it was a national deal, where a young guy was sending emails or whatever and crashed and killed a family, for God's sake.
Oh, that's a big trial going on, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's really disturbing. But you're right, the 6 out of 10, nearly 6 out of 10 in this survey, admitted to texting or emailing while driving. This is the first time they've released those. The average teen sends and receives 100 text messages per day.
Oh,
that seems that seems low.
Really?
I mean, the kids that I know, that's all they do. They don't pick up the phone and talk. And it's just texting, and it's, and Dan probably, he's a young girl, he probably knows, most of the texts are okay.
Or just K.
LOL. Yeah. It's so 100.
Yeah, I probably send 50 a day. That 100 sounds way low.
Yeah.
For kids? Oh, that's all they do is text. None of them talk anymore.
Survey says they believe, family
Survey
family
says.
Feud. Survey says They believe texting while driving is not dangerous if they hold the phone up where they can see the road or write messages paused at stoplights. Holy mackerel.
Paused at stoplights.
Here is Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. I'm in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, just a quick comment about the texting. Most of the people complaining about the texting buy these packages and give the phones to these kids. How can you give these kids that are totally irresponsible that much responsibility when they're driving? I don't understand it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
Well, and you're right, but they don't know that their kids are out there doing that. They
assume
they're not.
Well, they know that their kids have a phone that can text, right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I argue with my friends all the time about this. I think it's child abuse.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lack of parenting skills across the board nowadays.
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, the MySpace and the Facebook and all that stuff. I think letting your kids on that is a joke. I think you should...
MySpace? Is that around? Is that still on in business?
Or whatever.
Yeah. They closed shop. All right, thanks.
MySpace. Facebook, whatever it is.
Facebook, got it, buddy. Facebook. All right. Thanks, Don. Have a good weekend.
See you, man.
See you. Bye-bye.
That kid that killed that family or whatever that you guys were talking about, he got 1 year in prison and his license revoked for 15 years.
15?
Yeah.
How old was he? He was
17 or something.
Yeah, he was pretty young. Here is Jeff. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon. Hey, you're talking about people texting and driving. I was driving today. And there was a guy in the car next to me that was dusting his car while he was driving.
Oh. I got no problem with dusting the car.
Well, yeah, as long as it's the dashboard, you're looking at the road, right? I would think.
Well, he was using one of those little Swifter duster things.
Yeah.
Multitasking.
And then he would shake it out the window, and so he would veer from lane to lane.
Oh, my Lord. That's a new one.
All right. It was very interesting.
I bet. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Dusting the car. That sounds like something I would do, but I wait till I'm home before I do any dusting of the vehicle. This is Jim. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
There's one of two things all phone companies can do. They can go in there and they can make it where a phone is, let's say, doing 5 miles an hour. They know it's doing it because they all got GPSs, and they can make it so it's disabled. Because my wife's built-in GPS system, when her car is moving, you cannot program her GPS. You have to pull over.
Oh, yeah.
Or they could take it and make a law. Let's say you're under 25. It's illegal to have text turned on in your phone. You just have it turned off.
Well, there is a law, I believe, on the books for young. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I could be wrong about that. I don't
have to be young.
Yeah.
I'm old, and I have my text turned off.
I can't even change my clock on my car while my car is moving.
You right.
All
right. Well, I got all my radio stations pre-programmed to 55 and are super glued, so nobody ever changes them.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. It's dedication.
I hate to tell you, we're changing our frequency next week to 560, though. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll just buy a new car.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Take care, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. Talk to Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Right.
Hallelujah. From the mobile traffic weather, traffic center, I-44 West, starting at Bowles through 141, and up that way is stopped like hell. It is not going anywhere.
Stopped like hell.
Light.
Wow.
Don't they have lanes closed for some kind of construction?
There's construction up there, but ambulances are trying to get through. They can't get through. Cops look like they're going to be shutting off the entrance at 141 to westbound, but it's a parking lot. And also 141 coming towards 44.
South?
Yes, I was going to say that next. South is really, really backed up. So thought I'd give you that. And then also a friend of mine is working on a thing for texting that you put in the car, and it puts like a cone around the car that doesn't allow text messages. And it's pretty neat. And if the car stops moving for 10 seconds, then the thing shuts down. But it's an interesting product. I think he's trying to patent it and all that, but it might help in that situation.
Wow. That should be mandatory.
That's really nice.
Right. From the mobile traffic unit, Juan reporting.
Thank you, Juan. Take it easy. All right. We're going to take a break.
See if Tim has that.
I'm sorry, what was
that? See if Tim has more on that.
More on what? You calling Tim a moron?
No, more on the traffic situation on 44.
Yeah, I bet he does. That's him. He's on top of it. If there's one thing I always say, he's on top of traffic. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I was in a, you know, I was getting ready to break, and then Tina jumped in, and just, I was, yeah, I'm really sorry, everybody. We can edit all this out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We're going to break. We'll come back in a few moments. We'll have some time to take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
With your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. So you have that scoop on 44, Tim?
Yeah, I sure do. And has anybody told Bill that bad puns are a crime?
Oh, man. He already dropped one bomb earlier. That's
at
the
least,
second one.
Yeah.
Only one?
Only
well,
one.
I don't know about that.
That's the afternoon junk. Okay, here's what we've got. On westbound Highway 44, or 44 at 141, you've got two left lanes blocked due to a crash there. And as the caller said, traffic is pretty well jammed up approaching Bulls Ave, or actually it's going back to Mraz. And then on eastbound 44 at the Geyer Road overpass, you've got a crash that has three left lanes blocked and you're backed up to Highway 270. We had two crashes on westbound 70. They've both been cleared. The first one was at Cave Springs, the next at Highway K that had a bunch of lanes blocked. That's all been cleared, but you are jammed up. I would call it right now from about 5th Street, and you're going to run into slow to stop and go pockets all the way out almost to Wentzville Parkway. Now, southbound 270, that was stop and go south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141, that was jamming up a little bit south of Big Bend down through 44. And on eastbound 270, that was the one bright spot. Looked pretty good until you got to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through 170 was slow. This traffic report is brought to you by Buick Certified Service, because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business airs Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. Join host Elliot Gallion each week as he brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews. All About Business, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 only on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you own a car, you know it's not a matter of if it will break down. It's really a matter of when. You also know when it does break down, your mechanic will love handing you a bill for thousands. So what if I said there's no need to worry about paying for expensive covered car repairs again? What if I said we'll pay them for you? We're Auto Assure, and we'll provide guaranteed protection for any covered repair. You can keep your mechanic or dealer. We'll pay them directly. For free money-saving information, call now 1-800-400-9056. Depending on the coverage you choose, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, onboard computer, suspension system, or anything else. You know your car will set you back with huge repair bills sooner or later. Act now and let Auto Assure pay them for you. For free information that could save you thousands, call 1-800-400-9056. 1-800-400-9056.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Discotheque today.
No kidding.
On a Saturday in 1999. All right, we got a few minutes.
o'clock. Let's talk to Greg. Hello, Greg. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to check in and see how Tina's boy is doing in the Marine Corps.
Oh, Tina's for you.
Thanks, Greg. Well, he was made Lance Corporal, and he went...
I'll just tell you over the air really quickly.
He was chosen with, I guess, about 30 Marines from Camp Lejeune. I'm not exactly sure how you say that. But he got to go to Fleet Week up in New York City, and they took a ship from Norfolk, Virginia. They took a bus there and then got on the ship. And
that sounds pretty cool. Have you got to talk to him after that?
While he was up there. And
he said he had a great time?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he had a great time. Now he's back, and I'm hoping he gets to come home for a week or something soon. We're talking about it. Thank you.
Good deal.
Completely lose our phones just a second ago?
Yeah, because somebody else, a couple other people just dropped out, too.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Everything works pretty well around here. I'm not sure that would be.
Yeah.
And it's brand new, too.
Did you try to pick it up?
Yeah. Oh, there's one. Somebody's it's ringing right now. Maybe they're back. I can't give you too much information. But I had a friend of mine just send me a message, and she's got a stalker. Isn't that weird? That's a whole weird, creepy thing when people are stalking you.
Oh, it's Greg.
I had a deal where...
Greg back.
Oh, he's back? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll save my story for next time.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, welcome back.
Hi.
Did you hear my answer?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. My boy's been in for 4 years, and every time I hear you talk about yours, I just get goose pimples. It's just a great experience.
Is he going to stay in, or do you know?
Well, I don't know. He's going to be in 4 years come June 11th. He's a five-year commitment kind of guy, and he's he's a cowboy. He likes that stuff. He's been over to Afghanistan a couple of times and been deployed off the coast of Libya when they were trying to move Muammar out of there. That was pretty scary. So you pray a lot, and you walk around with a big knot in your stomach. But boy, my buttons just bust off my shirt every time I see him.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he really wants to get over there, but the group he's with, I don't think they're supposed to deploy for about a year, but now they're talking about a couple other places that I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about. So, but he's signed up, ready to go if they let him go. But
yeah, well, we'll pray for him.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
John, thanks for his service.
And the same to yours. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. All right, it's a nice call. All right. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. In just a few seconds, it will be 5 o'clock in St. Louis. It's great to have you along. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Merely a week after worst this and worst that comparison,